Essay 63, Nobel Prize Address for Literature, Winston Churchill. The roll on which my name has been inscribed represents much that is outstanding in the world's literature of the 20th century. The judgment of the Swedish Academy is accepted as impartial, authoritative, and sincere throughout the civilized world. I am proud but also awestruck at your decision to include me. I do hope that you are right. I feel we are both running a considerable risk and that I do not deserve it, but I shall have no misgivings if you have none. Since Alfred Nobel died in 1896, we have entered an age of storm and tragedy. The power of man has grown in every sphere except over himself. Never in the field of action have events seemed so harshly to dwarf personalities. Rarely in history have brutal facts so dominated thought, or has such a widespread individual virtue found so dim a collective focus. The fearful question confronts us. Have our problems got beyond our control? Undoubtedly, we are passing through a phase where this may be so. Well, may we humble ourselves and seek for guidance and mercy. We in Europe and the Western world who have planned for health and social security, who have marveled at the triumphs of medicine and science, and who have aimed at justice and freedom for all, have nevertheless been witnesses of famine, misery, cruelty, and destruction before which pale the deeds of Attila and Genghis Khan. And we who first in the League of Nations and now in the United Nations have attempted to give an abiding foundation to the peace of which men have dreamed so long have lived to see a world marred by cleavages and threatened by discords even greater and more violent than those which convulsed Europe after the fall of the Roman Empire. It is upon this dark background that we can appreciate the majesty and hope which inspired the conception of Alfred Nobel. He has left behind him a bright, enduring beam of culture, of purpose, and of inspiration to a generation which stands in sore need. This world-famous institution points a true path for us to follow. Let us, therefore, confront the clatter and rigidity we see around us with tolerance, variety, and calm. The world looks with admiration and indeed with comfort to Scandinavia, where three countries, without sacrificing their sovereignty, live united in their thought, in their economic practice, and in their healthy way of life. From such fountains, new and brighter opportunities may come to all mankind. These are, I believe, the sentiments which may animate those whom the Nobel Foundation elects to honor, in the sure knowledge that they will thus be respecting the ideals and wishes of its illustrious founder.